Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5589. Baruch Hashem, the 8th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Apparently, they told the Rebbe about a tragedy, a problem, what happened, and the Rebbe says, he prays for them that from here and on, he should know of no more pain, no more grief, and no more agmas nefesh, and only good, revealed good, visible good. He should be able to give the news all days on from here and on. So the Rebbe blesses him, but the past is the past, and from here should be only good news. So he asked the Rebbe some specific directions, how to ground and how to develop the institution that he is working with. So the Rebbe says, it's understood that from here, it's very difficult to get into the details and the details of the details, because they really depend on the condition, on what's going on over there. The Rebbe is saying, I'm not going to tell you exactly over there. The Rebbe could use his power of prophecy. The Rebbe says, no, it's hard for me from here to give you the details and details and the specifics about how to do it. However, since a person is considered related to himself and connected, which means sometimes you don't come up with the right, with an objective opinion when you're thinking about yourself, because since you are, it touches you, you may not make the right decision. So, what do? You present this idea in the above in front of three people of the Hasidim that live by you. And the Rebbe prays that the Blessed Hashem should give them the proper idea to advise you. So the Rebbe says, consult three Hasidim, three of Anash. And the Rebbe prays that they will give the right idea to advise you. And the Rebbe says, Halavai, not going to use the word frustrated, but he says that he wishes already that the Hasidim would have realized and they would be getting the truth that it's a lot more than you do for the yeshiva does for them. Meaning, the Rebbe is talking to people who are working in the yeshiva, and the Rebbe, people think they're doing a favor, that they're working in the yeshiva, that the yeshiva owes them. The Rebbe says, people, he wishes that the people would understand that a lot more than you do for the yeshiva does for you. Just like you put in effort and you try so hard and you really go out of your way or out of your kalim when it comes to physical, your livelihood, you're trying and you're doing everything what you can. If it would have been similar, at least a little bit, in the efforts of the yeshiva, like you try for yourself, if you would put at least somewhat of the effort for the yeshiva. So then the Rebbe said you would see the visible, revealed good, even in your physical matters. The Rebbe is telling them that they need to help and work at it as if it was their own, because look at their own, they work so hard. But the yeshiva, if you help the yeshiva, that would help you too. The Rebbe says, these days, it's before Yud Beis Tammuz, these are very special days. These are days in which, auspicious days to make a decision, and all the above. in order to bring these decisions into actuality. As we are coming close to the days of Yud Beis Gimel Tammuz, especially this year is 30 years since the first redemption was in 1927, and this is in 1957. So it's 30 years. The Rebbe says, as spoken at the Fabrengen of Shabbos Avorchim Tammuz, about the advantage of 30 years. The Rebbe ends with a blessing. As far as the problem that he wrote to the Rebbe says, it should be in the past from here on. The Rebbe blesses him to be only good news. And the Rebbe also tells him that he can't exactly advise him in details how to strengthen and how to progress in widening the institution. The Rebbe says, asks three of the Hasidim and blesses that Hashem should give them the right idea. And the Rebbe says, it's a special time to decide. And the Rebbe says, I wish the Hasidim would realize the more you do for the yeshiva, it's helping you, and you should work at it as like you work for yourself. And the Rebbe ends with blessings for good news.